I would argue would be more valuable from a bottom line standpoint than any type of advertising dollars you'll receive for selling that space.
Real quick, before the episode, I want to give you a gift of 25% off, and that gift actually is from TransUnion Smart Move. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Because as landlords, we tend to be most concerned with getting paid on time. You might also know that hundreds of thousands of landlords have to deal with the headaches of evicting tenants each year. Evicting a tenant can be painful, costing as much as $10,000 in court costs and legal fees, and take as long as 4 weeks to complete. What if there's a trusted way to help prevent the headaches of dealing with evicting a tenant? Make the smart move right from the start. Smart Move's online tenant screening solution can help you quickly understand if you're getting a reliable tenant, which will help you avoid potential problems such as non-payment and evictions. For a limited time, listeners of this podcast are invited to try Smart Move tenant screening for 25% off. Here's how Smart Move can help you find your next great tenant. Make a more informed decision with Smart Move's proprietary credit score built specifically for tenant screening, which predicts evictions 15% better than a typical credit score. Reduce non-payment risk with Smart Move's Income Insights report, which enables you to analyze the applicant's income within minutes and determine if additional income verification is needed. Get critical information quickly with a full credit report, criminal background, and eviction history report. With over 5 million screenings completed, SmartMove can help you make a better leasing decision for your rental property. If you own a rental property, SmartMove can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. We've got Follow Along Friday today with Theo Hicks. Theo Hicks, hello, sir.
How's it going, Joe?
It's going well. And Follow Along Friday, as a refresher, best ever listeners, we're going to go over stuff that I learned through the marathon of interviews that I did last week on last Thursday. I do all my interviews one day of the week, and that is on Thursdays usually. And going to pull some things from those conversations and talk about them because I think they'll be helpful for you and because those episodes won't be airing for a handful of months from now. So the first one was with Peter Knobloch. He's a third-generation real estate investor, and he's got experience in multifamily, office space, hotels, restaurants, and sporting clubs. And one thing he talked about, because he's really honed his expertise on underwriting, is he built his own underwriting analyzer from scratch. And he said one mistake most people make when they're creating a spreadsheet, and even one thing you should look out for when you're purchasing a spreadsheet. I don't think his is for sale either, so it's not like he was trying to sell his or anything, I don't believe. He said, make sure that you have the ability to put in when leases expire for each of the units that you have. This is assuming you were talking about an apartment community, but same principle applies for office and retail. And he said the reason why is a lot of calculators have an assumption that when you increase rent by X amount for renovations, you're going to renovate units. It assumes that you're going to do all of them at the same time. But in reality, everybody listening to this conversation knows, and Theo, you know, is that it doesn't happen magically overnight. It happens incrementally as leases expire. And it's important to be able to plug in when leases are expiring into your calculator. That way you can have a true staggered approach for what reality looks like versus what you would ideally like, which is all at once at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, 100%. So another way to go about doing that without having to plug in all the lease expiration date into your cash flow calculator is to have in mind how long you think it's going to take to renovate all these units. So 12 months, 18 months. Obviously, it's not going to be 0 months. It's not going to be you buy the property and instantaneously every single unit's renovated at the new leased amount. But a way to quickly do it when you're underwriting in the beginning, obviously you want to do this eventually, but is to assume however long it's going to take, let's say 12 months or 18 months, and then make sure that the rent is gradually increasing from day zero to month 12. If it's 12 months by 1/12. So if the overall rent increase is going to be $10,000, or let's say $12,000, it's easy math, then each month it goes up by $1,000 rather than $0, $0, $0, and then all of a sudden up $12,000, because that will kind of mess your model up. I do want to mention too that that's kind of an advanced underwriting tip. Me and you did do an episode where we talked about some other advanced underwriting tips. That's episode 1445, and then we continued at 1480. So we did 10 tips. I think we did two episodes. The first one was the first five tips. Second one was next five tips. I don't think this was one of them. So I guess now you've got 11 advanced underwriting tips.
Theo, I love how prepared you are. Busting out with the episode numbers.
I just pulled that while you were talking about it.
Man, you're the man. Nice job. We got a professional show going on right now. I love it.
We do.
let's keep going and see what else Theo has in store for us. Next insight I got from last week's interviews, Nicole Stoller. She's the founder and host of the Richer Geek podcast. She's got over 90 units and has a 64-room hotel under contract. Her focus is not multifamily, it's hotels. I don't know a whole lot of people who are focused on hotels, and I wanted to talk to her about why she likes hotels, and she gave some examples or some reasons why, and she said you have high profitability per room versus multifamily with hotels, and she elaborated more on that, and she said because you can monetize hotels because they have a different clientele than, say, C-class apartment communities. She said you can offer free Wi-Fi, but then you can have an opportunity to upgrade that Wi-Fi. And as most of us have noticed on planes, when you go by Wi-Fi, a lot of the times it says here's free Wi-Fi or here's a set price for Wi-Fi if you just want to browse the internet, and here's a higher price should you want to watch movies or download larger files. So same concept here. She said other ways to monetize hotels, you can offer when someone logs into the Wi-Fi, just have a splash page and then sell advertising to local restaurants on that splash page. Then she got to other examples, like there's a breakfast space that you can rent out for events when it's not being used. She gave a list of things. But one thing it made me think of is some of these concepts don't just apply to hotels. They also could apply to multifamily. And for example, the splash page example made me think of, well, okay, all hotel guests or most hotel guests are logging into Wi-Fi and they're being exposed to this advertising. What about apartment communities? What do most apartment residents do? And that is most of them pay their bills. And so how is the rent presented to them? And is there a way to incorporate some sort of advertising component to that and sell that space? So if it's an online bill, does it have to just be an invoice or something that is sent to the tenant on some accounting type of paper or template, I should say? Or can it be something that also has a local restaurant in it? This isn't going to be big bucks unless you have a large apartment community, but you could drive some incremental revenue. And you can also be giving your resident some exclusive discounts to these restaurants. So it could help with your retention, which I would argue would be more valuable from a bottom line standpoint than any type of advertising dollars you'll receive for selling that space.
Yeah, it's always interesting to hear how other seemingly completely disconnected real estate niches are able to, in this case, monetize to make money, and then try to pull the underlying concept of how they're doing it and see how you apply it to real estate. Do exactly that. So the free splash page, the underlying concept is just advertising. So what ways can you incorporate advertising into your apartment to make more money? So your example was to somehow have an advertisement on maybe the portal that is used to collect rent. Another example I remember from a podcast way back in the day was someone put up a billboard on the corner of one of their buildings and leased that out for advertising dollars. So for these three right here, so the Wi-Fi upgrade is kind of like offering some sort of upgrade. So what can you offer at your apartment that's typically free or not expensive, and then something else on top of that? So maybe it's a regular unit and a furnished unit. Maybe you can somehow offer a free Wi-Fi upgrade or a cable upgrade or something like that. And then the other one was the events. So I mean, if you have a big apartment community, you might have a really nice clubhouse, you might have like a really nice business center or a conference room that you could rent out to people who live there for not a lot of money, but for whatever event they want to put on. So kind of looking at these types of things at a deeper level is, I think, is good. And that's kind of exactly what Joe just did.
Yeah, even if it's $1,000 a month extra, which might not seem like a lot, but $1,000 a month at an 8 cap, that's $150,000 worth of increased value that you've created for your apartment communities. 1,000 times 12, 12,000 divided by 8% is 150,000. So you can see how by doing a handful of these extra things, you get well into six figures and even into seven figures just by being more intentional about it. Lastly, Ali Boone, founder and owner of Hipster Investments, she was interviewed on our podcast 5 years ago, 5 years ago, episode 40, craziness, right? Just craziness. Episode 40, I remember interviewing her. I was in New York City in my East Village apartment in my bedroom, which was the size of a shoebox. And so my bedroom only had space for a bed and a dresser where I put my clothes, and it had a closet. So I either did my interviews literally with my head sticking into the closet with pillows all around me. That way the noise from the city, which was the windows right there, wouldn't distract listeners. Or I would just do it sitting on my bed because I didn't have a desk or there was no living room in that apartment that I lived in for 9 years. So just brought back memories. But the thing that I learned from this episode with Allie 5 years now, that last time I spoke to her on the show, is she has an idea for doing a combo of a burr and turnkey deal. So burkey could be a term, not sure about that, but just combining those two, that's what I came up with, or maybe she came up with it. But the way to do it is talk to turnkey providers and say, hey, can I fund the renovations? And I'll be at risk if the renovations go over, but at least this way you're getting some of the upside on those renovations. And my question to her was, well, I thought that's where the turnkey companies made their spread, where you make the money, if I'm a turnkey company, by finding deals that are undervalued or distressed, renovate them, make the spread on the construction, and then whenever I sell it retail to the investor. And she said, I'd be surprised by how low those margins are for turnkey companies. So they don't really make their money as much on the spread, but more on the management. So there's that. So if that's helpful for anyone who's working on those types of deals, then perhaps look at doing a turnkey / burr Frankenstein approach.
Is this something that she's done, or is this kind of like an idea that she had in her mind?
I should know the answer to that question. I don't remember during our conversation. I'm 90% sure that she has multiple people who have done this. I'm 90% sure because I think we talked about it, but for some reason I can't 100% recall.
They're definitely an interesting strategy and just kind of another unique creative investment strategy. It's always interesting. Something else I wanted to say too is, this is kind of off topic a little bit, but I love the titles you had on your earlier episodes. They're great. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you're referencing what I titled episode 40, which was Love is in the Air.
I love the show notes. I remember for the first book, we went through the first 100 episodes and the titles are great.
You really have to think long and hard about what I'm actually talking about when I wrote those titles. Mm-hmm. They're not intuitive for what it is, but yeah, that was me doing titles.
Heck yeah, I like it. Alrighty, great lessons as always. So this week, trivia question. If you, the first person to get these trivia questions correctly will get a free copy of our first book. Submit your answer either on, in the YouTube comments below if you're watching on video, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, you can just email us at info@joefairless. Lastly, this question was, what is the best city to work in tech in 2019? And this was based off of not just how much money you get paid in tech, but it was based off of the cost of living of that location, the tech employment concentration, so proportion of the population is employed in tech, unemployment rate, ratio of average pay to tech pay. And the answer was surprisingly Columbus, Ohio.
Huh. All right.
Yeah. So the reason why I asked this.
What did I say? Do you remember? It wasn't Columbus. I said Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you said San Francisco first, and you said Pittsburgh. I gave up the caveats. This week's question is, according to the most recent census data, what city grew its millennial population more than any other city?
Okay, so it's a percent increase, not total number, right?
It's actually total number.
Okay.
It's a total number.
Grew millennial population, total number. I'm not going to say anywhere in Florida. I think there's a lot of people moving to Florida, but I think they're a bit older. Although millennials, hell, I'm a millennial. I'm 37 years old, so I'd say I'm old too. let's go with Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth. All right, so the first person to get this correctly will get a free copy of our first book. YouTube comments, info@joefairless.com. Last thing, very apt because we talked about underwriting earlier in this episode, is the free apartment syndication resource of the week. And this week's resource is related to underwriting. So series number 14, 8-part series. So 8 different episodes where we talked about how to underwrite a value-add apartment deal from start to finish. I really enjoyed recording that because I like underwriting. And that starts at episode 1653. And then the 8 syndication school episodes after that as well. And the free document is the simplified cash flow calculator. So this is, we'll call it a basic kind of standard template to starting off template to underwrite a value add deal. So you can underwrite a value add deal to completion, but some of the assumptions are locked in and we've got those assumptions on the cash flow calculator. And the purpose for it is to, number one, give you something to start with so that you can underwrite a deal starting today. But secondly, and something to kind of recommend, is for you to create your own model. Customize it based off of your specific business plan, how your mind works, your experience level with Excel, things like that. And is also something you can use as a starting point without having to input every single thing yourself. So that's the simplified cash flow calculator available for download in any of those episodes. But I would just go to 1653, or you can just download it in the show notes of this episode.
Best ever listeners, hope you got a lot of value from our conversation, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
If you own a rental property, TransUnion Smart Move can help you identify the right renter from the start so you can avoid the problems of non-payment or evictions. Don't put yourself at risk. Go to tenantscreening.com, create a free account, enter the code FAIRLESS at checkout for 25% off your next screening. With TransUnion Smart Move, you'll get great reports, great convenience, great tenants. When it's Friday at 4:30 p.m., it's time for Entrepreneur Drinks Podcast, which is co-produced by Joint Ops Properties and Discount Property Investors. Join their end of the work week session as they tackle problems facing entrepreneurs. Listen and subscribe at entrepreneurdrinks.com. That's entrepreneurdrinks.com.